listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Life is life a mountain railroad with an end underneath that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. What's a curse? The fields and tunnels never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your
second with the Ralph Wetteroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska with things that you're probably not going to hear anywhere else, unfortunately. The Affordable Care Act. Unconstitutional to begin with. So I went and looked at it. Said, I want to see that one. I want to see what our Supreme Court, if these guys are doing any good up there or not. I mean, it's kind of like important. Because I looked at the first decision to come out of, I can't think of her name, I'll think of it in a minute, the lady just got elected up there. And her decision was just nonsense on the APA. She just glossed over it. So I go to this Supreme Court decision. And I got that there's two dissenting opinions. Alito and Gorsuch. I don't know why Thomas went along with this. It's interesting. But anyway, only in the first of all, they start off without a penalty for noncompliance. It's this 5000A is unenforceable. Well, there never has been a penalty for it. Well, so, big deal. But the key is, in the first page of the thing, when they start the decision, before Congress amended the Internal Revenue Service had implemented 5000AB by requiring individual taxpayers to report with their federal income tax whether they carried minimum essential coverage or could claim an exemption. What's that? What's wrong with that? First of all, implemented, the Congress or the IRS can't implement a damn thing Nothing. What they do when they don't follow they'll put in the Federal Register. What they don't do, they will not follow the Administrative Procedures Act of having either a predicate for a formal or a predicate for a non-formal in about 553, which has to be there. They either have to declare emergency under it's all this all nonsense and declare emergency, which they never do. There's no formal. They never abide by any of this. What they do is they'll make a regulation and they'll use the Chevron deference. Well, you know, nobody's objected with the APA, and it looks kind of like this is what it's kind of in line with what Congress had in mind. So we'll give them the Chevron deference. They'll give it a pass. They can't implement anything. Actually, in the congressional records of the Administrative Procedures Act, it said it does not have application to the, quote, citizens unless the IRS makes a substantive rig. I kid you not. They print that. I have the congressional record. You can't believe what's in these congressional records. I mean, these people just tell you what they're lying about. So anyway, that's a lie. So what did I do to prove it? Well, I went in and I looked and I said, well, let's see here. There's 26 CFR, 1.5000A, 1 and 2. A1 and A2. I go into those CFRs. There's nothing about 553. It's all nonsense. They published in the Federal Register. They didn't do the predicate of the formal or informal under the APA. So they're done. So I said, well, let's go to this other one here. Information reporting for a minimum essential coverage. That's 26 CFR 1.6055-1. 1.6055-1. So I go into that one. Again, nothing. I said, well, let's see. Let me go look and see. And let's see, let's go down to the bottom, because while you do that, I'll just even go one step farther, because it's a part one reg. So let me go look at the Federal Register. 13227. Okay, 13227. So let's see, let me find here, 13227 here. Okay, so I go into that reg. And I search on 553. It has been determined that the Section 553 of the Administrative Procedures Act does not apply to these regulations. Thank you very much. We're done. Their main regulation for the APA, writing the credits, they print it, says we're not doing anything to do with the APA, so it can't have the force and effect of law. They're just saying we're not doing that. Are you dumb people? You don't know no better. How are you going to find this stuff? Real easy, Westlaw. So how could they implement it if they didn't do 553? They didn't. That's a lie. Flat out lie. The second lie the Supreme Court did. They say, see IRS publication 5187, tax year 219, form 1040, will not have the full blah, 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 of smoke and mirrors. First of all, any publication, any IRS manual, any procedural manual is smoke. Supreme Court and other courts have said they don't have to do anything that's in there. So to say that, rely in a publication and put it in a Supreme Court decision supporting the APA is pure nonsense. They're rubbing our noses in it. Have you heard anybody on the talk shows bring these two things out? No, because they won't go to the truth. That tells you, those two things right there tell you that you can forget all the rest of it because they just go round the merry-go-round. Now you want to go to the end of this thing. And see what the dissenting opinion had to say. What were they talking about? Real easy. There's one place up here, too, in the middle of this, which is where they give it out. They make these crazy decisions. This is in the holding of the Supreme Court of the United States, or in a text. Saving the act again through a feat of linguistic ingenuity, this time by redefining state to mean state or the federal government. They do that in the National Voter Registration Act. State means the dang federal government? Did you know that the United States federal government is a state? I didn't know that. What a crock. These are people who are supposed to understand the Constitution. Of course they understand it. Linguistic ingenuity. That's a lie. So what did they say at the end, the dissenting opinion? Just a paragraph. No one can fail to be impressed by the lengths to which the court has been willing to defend the Affordable Care Act against all threats. A penalty is a tax. The United States is a state. Those two things can't exist. If a penalty is not a damn tax, and the United States is not a state, a state. And the 18 states who bear costly burdens under the APA cannot even get a foot in the door to raise constitutional challenge. So a tax that does not tax is allowed to stand and support one of the biggest government programs in our nation's history. Fans of judicial inventiveness will applaud once again. Very well put. The United States is a state, and a penalty is a tax. Did you know that? They just made it up. They just made this up. This is our, quote, conservative justices' court. Barrett is the one name I was trying to think of. Supported by Thomas. Usually he's pretty good. Kavanaugh, he's turned out to be a piece of garbage for sure. But Alito and Gorsuch. Barrett was supposed to be so good. I read her decision on the informal rulemaking. She just glossed over. No big deal. Nothing to see here. How many people are going to know this? How many people even took the time to read it? I read this stuff because these people are liars. I loathe liars. This is our Supreme talking. Court, two things, implementing regulations and basing it on a publication, and the United States is a state. And a penalty is a tax. Did you know that? So when you get penalized for something, it's a tax. You can't make this stuff up anymore. Did you hear any talk shows talk about what I just talked about? Nope. Why? That's the truth of this thing. That's the facts. That's the guts of what happened. And the one regulation that they use says we're not doing 553B, which unequivocally says you can never reach force and effect of law, Chrysler v. Brown. So how did you implement it? We just made a little statement. It's implement. We don't give any authority because we don't need to, because you know why? Nobody brought this up, so the court technically is not required. If you don't bring the issue up, it's not before the court. Nobody brought up CFRs. Why? Are they all that ignorant? They don't know what CFRs are? I don't know. You tell me. This is frustrating from my perspective, because these are supposed to be the best of the best of the best, the Supreme Court. And they're lying to us. This is not good, folks. I did some special favors Saturday, so I had some time to kill. So I had to do something. So I went and saw the Fast Saga. Normally I wouldn't go see it, the movie. With Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez. She's a gay gal. Jordana Brewster and some of these other ones. The movie stunk. Just a bunch of car crashes. No real story that I could see out of it. They tried to give it like there's some story. There's nothing there to see. These movies, most of them that are coming out today, are just garbage. If I wanted to see if you want to see about 1,000 cars get all smacked up, go see that movie. What's the storyline? Supposedly two brothers got back together. Whoopie-doo. Not good. So let's go look at another case. So anyway, these notices of federal tax lien, two out of the three are all a thing. But what happened the other day here, a guy, Ted, down in Florida, when I was talking about this, and I don't know why I hadn't caught it, he said to 7805, the authority for the IRS to make regulations is a 301 reg. It has no forced effect of law. It's for internal use only. How about those apples? Then I was looking in 1967 when they republished all of the Part 301 regs, and the United States District Court was listed under as a 301 reg. They since took it out, and I really looked, and they just made a change because that was too obvious. But the United States District Court has jurisdiction over all tax cases. Why can't they do Article 3? Got to know why. Would somebody ask you why? Why can't a modified Article 3 do a regulation, CFRs? Why? Because, guess what? It says all cases in law and equity. What does it take to have a case or a controversy? You have to have two parties. Each one of them owes something, or there is something in dispute between both of them. I got around and rented my house out, and this guy owed me money, and he didn't pay it. So there's a contract or there's an agreement. So we have two parties. That's all Article 3 can do. They can't do benefits. That was in Hayburn's case, clear back in 1792, I think it was 1792. They were trying to help the disabled people or so, the vets or something. I don't remember quite exactly what it was, but they wanted the Supreme Court to say who would get the money and who wouldn't. Supreme Court said, no, we can't do that. Because somebody else could overrule us. The decision of the Supreme Court's got to be final, number one, and they can't get into benefits. So why can't a bona fide Article 3 court do agency regulations? Because agency regulations are technically, under the law, called implied in law contracts. They are out to bind us to them. But they have no obligation back to us. That comes under the definition of subject to, like in the 14th Amendment, the 1040 form, all of these forms, the W-4, W-9s, all of these are called implied in law contracts. They're wanting us to volunteer to be obligated to them. They owe us nothing. And you will see people all the time suing court. Well, the IRS didn't do this. IRS, they're bound. No, IRS is not bound to do nothing. They aren't. Well, look at a civil case. Somebody I'm going to be helping here, down the road here. This is a complaint. I'm going to put these people's names out because I haven't got their permission. But it says this action is commenced pursuant to 7401 and 7403. Really? Well, I wonder if there's a 301 ring for that. Let me go into the... I'll back in a minute. Thank you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, we're back here. I'm looking at this civil complaint. This is it's in the United States District. This is out of Utah, by the way. United States of America. Well, first of all, United States of America has no standing to do any of this stuff, but they are doing it. As nobody knows, I found 110 cases of where United States of America says we are a sovereign body politic. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. How can that be? Well, let's see. If we, the people, don't want to be citizens of one of the people of the several states, and the several states aren't represented, all that's left is the 13th Amendment's up, which are actually our articles, if they say so. United States of America, Congress, is a sovereign body politic. And they put a court out, United States District Court, where the court is under the control of Congress. That works. They tell us in this complaint what's going on. First of all, the United States District Court, that's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 Court. They talked about here foreclosed federal tax liens. Well, we just looked up two of these, the liens. 6321 and 23 are 301 regs. That's what the IRS could come after us. They don't tell us that. Then, pursuant to 7401. Well, that's a 301 reg. It says civil actions by the United States, not by the United States of America, United States. Then they cite 7403. Action to enforce lien civil actions. Well, wait a minute. That's all 301 stuff. They're lying. You just, it's just, it boggles the mind. Then they talk about us assess 6203. That's a 301 rig. You can't assess. So I'll be dealing with this one here. Probably about a week, over a little week here. I got to get these other two things off my cases done. First of all, the court doesn't exist. In Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, they say so. And then it says, with the authorization and request of the Chief Counsel of the Internal Revenue Service, a delegate of the Secretary. He is who? Chief Counsel of the Internal Revenue Service? He's administrative of an agency. Does an agency have standing? I don't think so. You just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's so easy to see through this nonsense anymore because of all these. First of all, number one, IRS cannot do deficiencies because they're mandated by the 301 reg 6211 and 6212. They have no force and effect of law. That's nice. Okay, go back in the bathroom and flush it. You can't do assessment 6203. That's a 301 reg. You can't do 6331. Liens, levy, distraints. That's a 301 reg. You can't do collections. I remember the code. Those are 301 regs. You can't do notices of federal tax lien. 6321 and 23. Those are 301 regs. What are you doing messing with me? Huh? Where's your authority to not use regulations? Because you see, it is black and white. It's mandatory. You cannot talk through codes to me. You are mandated to only use regulations, and your regulations, if they're there, which they are, general applicability and legal effect, everybody's got to take judicial notice. That's Section 7. We're done. Because, you see, you labeled them 301 regs. As soon as you put 301 in front of them, you already told me that I don't even need to go any farther. But I can. I can go down to the credits and look at the federal register like I did with this other one that's not a 301 reg for the Affordable Care Act. And it goes right in there and says, we're not doing that damn 553. Why would we do that? That's a damn good question. Why would they? They got everybody hoodwinked. Nobody does this. Why? Why doesn't somebody bring this up? Lawyers can't. There are very few that know what's going on, and the ones that do aren't going there. And that's a fact. That's why you don't see it. That's why they get away with it. Somebody's got to stand and fight. I'm not going to bend to anything. I just finished the name issue for the Moonies. They changed their name. Everybody has a proper name. We have a Christian name. Mine is Ralph. My given name is Kermit. My family name or surname is Winter Road. And under the demonstrations of a proper name, which I got out of dictionaries, Oxford, Funk and Wagnalls, Webster's, only the first letter is capitalized.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here, and I'm going to be posting two of these, the one on the jury duty. See, I'd love to be on a jury. I can't lie to be on jury. Let's walk in and hold it for anybody here not a citizen of the United States. Yay, that's me. We're over here, Robbie boy. Walk up there. Well, ma'am, I can't. I'm a citizen of Alaska, domiciled, and I'd have to get around. I couldn't find anybody guilty of anything, and I would have to enlighten all the other jury members that they're being conned. Get out of here, Ralph. These other people sit there and look and say, what the heck did he just do? What kind of a conversation? They have no clue. How would they? Our Supreme Court, our courts are just, you can't make this stuff up. AL 185, ALR 155, if you haven't read it, you ought to email me and take a look. It says here, this is on the National Voter Registration Act. This is in this brief I'll be publishing to the list. It's inapplicable by its own terms. The court continued, the Congress's powers under the 14th Amendment are not limited by the 10th Amendment. The 14th doesn't limit the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment says, what's not in the Constitution given to you is reserved to who? The people and the states. Now we got a 14th Amendment that supposedly is again, can say the 10th Amendment doesn't work? How do you explain that? It's easy. Because the organic Constitution of the United States is 1 through 12 amendments. for 13th up are articles. They say that for a citizen of the United States. And they say Congress can legislate on them. You can't have a right and have Congress legislating on it. Imagine the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed, but Congress can legislate on it. Oh, yeah, right. So illogical, this stuff. That's in this brief that I'm going to be putting out. But I wanted to put these cases out for people that send this letter, modify it slightly, because all these states use the National Voter Registration Act. That's how many pages is it? It's only 9 pages. Slaughterhouse and Crookshank. It says, it talks here about the citizen of the United States. It says the power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power given to redress against a prohibited state action. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. Without such action, without being taken somewhere at some time, the power of Congress should sleep forever. They're not supposed to be legislating as citizens of the United States, and we got the states doing it. Not the several states, the states. Because there are no offices. They're all vacant. There's no, the public offices are there. There's nobody home. Because there's no election. They say so. It's all for federal offices. I didn't make it up. They made it up. So I'll be putting this out on the jury things. Obviously, I'd like to get on a jury, but I can't, because I'm not going to lie to get on there. You have to take an oath that you're a citizen of the United States. I'm not doing that. No, thank you. I can't do that. But I researched it out, and the other one that I put out is on the proper name. First letter only is capitalized, ever. And we have an unalienable right beyond the power of courts or anybody to change it. And they went up to the Moonies. They had their name changed to upper lowercase to a proper Christian name, your first name, to a proper given name, and to a surname or family name, all upper and lowercase. And the court said, no, he can't do that. Then they sent him a letter. And they capitalized, this is in Minnesota, their names. Have you ever noticed all these letters you get from the federales of these people? They put their names in all caps. Why? And then I went into a whole bunch of indictments like McAlpine and other ones. The names are all capitalized internally on the indictments or stuff. Why is that? Is the computer's not able to put them in upper and lower case? Of course not. IRS is all caps. Why? When they send you the stuff. Initials with no period. Why? To look like. Now, we don't have to prove. We know it's a phony name. It's to get us in their jurisdiction. Now, exactly what they teach these attorneys, I don't know because I can't find it. I don't got to prove it. I know what I can prove is I have a proper name, upper and lower case, used by dictionaries in the 1913 Funk and Wagnalls, used in Webster's, used in the Oxford dictionaries, and other court cases that say so. So you have no authority. I don't care what you say your computer can't do. If your computer can't do it, you need to get a new computer. It's irrelevant what the computer does. They never bring up the word proper name, given name, Christian name, surname, none of that. Well, this is the way we do it. And our computers need to talk to other ones, and it would cost money to change it, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's all smoke and mirrors nonsense. That's not based on law. What are we talking about? My true name, my legal name also, is what I choose to make it, and you can't change it. Period. End of story. So we'll see what happens here. We didn't make the deadline of the time frame because I spent a lot of time working on it with other stuff too, but he has a hearing Tuesday, so we'll see. I'm tired of this nonsense. But I'm done with the name thing. I'm done with the jury letter. And I can either post those, but like I say, the jury one, I wanted to put out the cases because it's so important. Because a citizen of the United States, the 14th Amendment doesn't cover you. Why? Because it's only about if you're in a state. But yet they turn around in the Affordable Care Act and say United States federal government is a state. Okay, I give up, you Supreme Court idiots. Which is it? Oh, that's right. We just hold our finger in the air and see which way the wind's blowing. And because we don't read this stuff, there's no logic. If you say this, I'm going to hold you to it. If you say that, I'm going to hold you to it. You can't have it both ways. And now we got Oregon, because they've got some black out there, supposedly, that their grades aren't as good as the whites in math. So now math is racist. So now 1 + 1 is no longer 2. Really? Well, I'm going to be working in the store, and a black kid comes in and goes, say, hey, how much do I owe you? I'll give him whatever he wants. We don't use math no more, right? This stuff is so preposterously criminal and idiotic. Just makes... Yeah. It's beyond the pale. You can't believe that grown-ups put this out and have the audacity to say this. This is coming straight out of the mouths of the devil and Satan. Anything to destroy mankind. And that's what it's all about. And boy, we got a lot of, I saw where Devin Nunes come out about the Chinese. We got a senator who's got a driver that's a Chinese spy for 20 years. No big deal. We got another one that's sleeping with it. Fang Fang. Oh, that's a nice name. Fang Fang. No big deal. And he's on the Intelligence Committee. And then we got Comrade Biden. This guy's got dementia, Alzheimer's. He has no idea who's on first and what's on second. He sure the hell don't know who's catching. Kamala Harris, she's so far in, Comrade, she's in so far into her head, she can't even tell a good lie. Because the only way she got anywhere is spreading her legs on her back, and that ain't working at the White House. So she's stuck. Brown helped her. And even he didn't like it after he got through with her. And these idiots that they're putting in, everything is like our country is just a terrible place to be. If you don't like it, what are you doing here? If we don't get Trump back in sometime, hopefully August or real soon, we're not going to have a republic. Because there's going to be a civil war, and when Mike Lindell stuff gets there. It's conclusive evidence. They can't change it. And nobody wants to talk about it. He knows what computers, what they changed, everything. All the IP addresses and everything. If the Supreme Court does not rule and remove Biden, there's probably going to be a civil war. And I hope we don't see that, because the last one was not good. Awful lot of American citizens killing each other. And it sure wasn't all over slavery or taught either. It was the states' rights. Our states' rights was the beginning of the end under Lincoln. When they say they reconstructed the Reconstruction Acts, they weren't lying. They reconstructed, they changed the citizenship. Supreme Court said so. We flipped the citizenship. Not that it has the word domicile on it, but we just flipped it. We nationalized stuff back then. And I got the evidence to prove it. But there is a way out of this, and now what we have to do is take the facts and start fighting. Agencies can only be nailed by using regulations. That's what they technically can't stand against. And nobody's really doing it. And it boggles the mind. I mean, I'll be honest. Dan Benner and our group, or his group, not my group, his group, I feel like John the Baptist crying in the wilderness, and I'm sure as a hell no John Baptist. But it's that analogy. Why aren't people looking at the facts? I challenge anybody, by the way, this one person sent me a indictment to look at, and I would have put it on the air. I'll take any of these and take a look at them. But his hasn't been put into Pacer yet, this guy that wanted me to look at this one. And as soon as I get through with these other two cases, we're going back to the IRS, and I'm going to get together, because it's a penalty, a felony to claim to be a citizen of the United States. How do you prove I am one? You can't. You can't prove it. They can't. They need us to volunteer. And we do it all the time. I've done it many times. But I do have my status in. I want to updo that. And that's when the IRS quit taking out Social Security. I also changed my voter registration. I also got a driver's license again the other day as a citizen of Alaska. I changed it right in front of them, because all of them are tied into the National Voter Registration Act. She never even blinked an eye. I asked her, I said, is there a problem with that? No, not a problem. I don't know, because they know me or what. No idea. But I just know it can be done, because I've done it. And that's what is very disappointing, is in people like McAlpine, where we got the IRS to go get off his back, and for 2 years it was gone, and they put somebody undercover, and he wasn't. This guy come in and got a dental work and played golf with him, and then he gets indicted, and Jet Waller gets involved. Oh, I'm going to run over, and you'll be at The Hague, and you'll be an independent country, or some such nonsense. Anybody that tells you they have a silver bullet against these IRS run like hell. I can tell you unequivocally, we got all the facts now, the stuff. Not all, but we got enough now to bury him many times over. They are part 301. They can't do deficiency. They can't do assessments. They can't take your property under liens or levity. They can't put them in a state county house. And I've got to get that part done so I can copy and paste it. It's coming. About a week or 2 weeks out. I just finished the name issue. I've got the jury issue done. Done. Don't have to just modify it for somebody that wants to use it, and I'll be publishing it to the list. If you want to make a donation, I can sure use the money to pay bills. I'm not going away unless they take me away. Had three FBI stings. One of them got me. That's fine. Tried to help the Chickaloon Nation, and I've learned a lesson. He who will not help himself, walk away. Can't save people from themselves. That's like this. I cannot believe what's going on with these vaccinations. We got Dr. Milkovich, Dr. Tenpenny, and Peter McCulloch, which is the most highest published guy on hearts and kidneys in the world. And he said we could have saved 85% of the people because you test positive for this flu type thing. And we send them home. Why don't we give them ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, doxycycline, nebulizers? No! He says, we don't, hey, with doctors, we don't ever do that. When you have something, we treat it. Oh, no, we don't do anything. There's nothing to do now. Just go home, and then if you really get sick, come back, and we'll put you on a respirator and watch you croak. And then if you're in an old folks home, we'll even put infected people in with you, so we make damn sure you get infected. Nothing to see here. And then, like Comey, we'll give you an award. Can you make this stuff up? I'd like to know how. It's beyond the pale. I don't know what people are putting up with it. None of it affects me up here, because I'm 20 miles out of Wasilla and 70 miles from Anchorage, which is far enough out from the big city these Anchorage Democrats are there, are crazier than loons. Democratic mayor got caught with his pants unzipped. So they replaced him. I don't know who they got. But we don't own our vehicles. There's contracts with these state plans. They're auctioning our children off for money. The judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. I got the stuff for Alaska. It's hard to find in your state because they don't want you to know this. I got documents to prove this stuff. I don't make this stuff up. But it's hard for some reason for people to get involved because it's a lot of work getting to the truth, the knowledge.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, while we're back here, I encourage people to get on the list. It's free if you can't afford it. IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. The Mooney's documents, the Supreme Court, you could go to the home page of that, put in 20-17-14, and download that. If you want all the appendix, email me and I'll give it to you. We need knowledge. We need people. Got issues with the IRS? Send me a couple of documents. It's just like cutting through hot butter anymore to see all the things. I just haven't got to that part. I've got to finish this composting thing for Jay, because he's got a patent of the most amazing stuff to take all this dead animals and everything. In 2 years, comes out pathogen-free, safe, and all that. And he just had a neighbor from hell that had connections and got him shut out. And then I have a friend that his son stole a bunch of his money when he had a heart attack or whatever. He had a stroke. I'm going to deal with that. It will take a couple days. So then I'm going to get on this IRS, and I'll tell you what, we're going after these SOBs. There are five things we can do to hold them accountable, and I'm going to put this stuff together so I can cut and paste and start helping people say, here, here's the stuff. Here's what's going on. Tell me it's not so. It's their stuff. God, I love these people confessing. What I really love now is knowing where to go to find their confessions. Imagine Americans living all these decades and we don't have access to a constitutional court except the Supreme Court. Have you filed into a Supreme Court? No. You've lived your whole life and never had access to a constitutional court. These courts are all rigged. Every one of them. There's nobody home because there's no elections for them. You can't hold office if there's no election for somebody to fill that office. Since 1993, actually before, because clear back at the 1913 when they did that, that's when they changed to United States of America as a real party of interest, because the United States, there's nobody in the Constitution of the United States no more. And these states, when you go look at their, so they say, we are a sovereign state of the United States of America. What happened to being one of the several states? Huh? Where did it go? They don't want to talk about it. The unfortunate part is the attorneys can't and won't go there. Most of them don't know. And the ones that do won't. And the stuff that I talk about, I guarantee you, you're not going to hear it on any talk shows. You're sure as hell not going to hear it on anything that's syndicated. I gave you a bunch of nonsense about this Affordable Care Act. I just gave you the reasons why it's total. And even the people, United States is a state and the penalty is a tax. Those are, how can a court do that? They know that's wrong. I guarantee you they know. How can the United States be a state? That's what's going on today. And unless you get something like Mike Lindell that's conclusively, unbelievably, there's no wiggle room, either they're going to rule in favor of putting Trump back in, or we're going to have a civil war. That's the choices we got. Supreme Court of the United States is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because John Roberts controls the FISA court. All those people lied. You haven't heard a peep out of one of those FISA judges with sanctions or anything. Because of John Roberts. He is terrible. He needs to go. But he's not. He should be. Anyway, God willing, watch out for the Federalists, watch out for the Democrats, and watch out for Comrade Biden, because we're in trouble. God willing, I will see you next Sunday.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Good night, sweetheart.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.